Today, the Great Barrington-based Railroad Street Youth Project and other student groups across the country are attending observations at the United Nations to commemorate the International Day of Peace. Today, hundreds of youths from the Northeast, Washington, D.C., Mexico, and Canada will participate in ceremonies themed under Sustainable Peace for a Sustainable Future, focusing on how natural resources, including clean water, minerals, oil, and timber, can finance and influence armed conflict. Michael Johnson, representative for Pathways to Peace at the United Nations, collaborated with the Railroad Street Youth Project to bring the group to this year's events. Johnson said that this year marks the 30th anniversary of the International Day of Peace.
It's time. We need a day for peace. And the idea is when we have one day, when we focus on peace, then people and organizations that honor it learn how to create peace projects together, form collaborations and alliances, and new ideas come to help to bring peace on the planet.
Paul McNeil, program director for the Railroad Street Youth Project, said that his organization first became involved with the UN about 5 years ago. Classified as a non-government organization, or NGO, the group has access to weekly UN briefings during the General Assembly schedule during the fall, winter, and spring.
And Railroad Street Youth Project, being a youth-run, youth-inspired organization, was one of the more rare NGOs at the United Nations that not only represented youth, but was run by youth. So having that youth voice as a part of that international conversation was hugely valuable and really special for Southern Berkshire County youth.
Today, the students attending the observance are being addressed by the Secretary General of the United Nations, Ban Ki-moon, as well as UN peace messengers, including Michael Douglas, Elie Wiesel, and Dr. Jane Goodall. Students will be asked to brainstorm and suggest peacekeeping projects to inaugurate in their own communities. Last year, Paul McNeil said that two members of the Railroad Street Youth Project were selected to represent Southern Berkshire County as youth delegates. Out of the experience, McNeil said that the youth were instrumental in organizing peace events throughout the Berkshires.
Two events that came out of it were inviting the president of UNICEF, Anwar Chowdhury, to Kripalu to give a speech about the international culture of peace and how to cultivate it locally. And it was a huge reception at Kripalu. And Railroad Street was also instrumental in helping, as a youth organization, helping Kripalu get recognized as an NGO at the United Nations last year. As well as we invited the High Oracle of Bhutan to the drop-in center at 60 Bridge Street in Great Barrington, and that was a huge event for an intergenerational discussion about peace, understanding, and respect.
The Railroad Street Youth Project will also use its NGO status to help involve students from local schools in learning about international relations via their access to the UN briefings. In addition to the events being held today with participation from young people from around the world, an international minute of silence in over 5,000 cities is being held with the support from the mayor of Montreal. More information on the International Day of Peace can be found on our website at wamc.org. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.